let's get started. Okay. Okay. Last week we were just talking about the general rules of how this plays itself out, and it's amazing. You know, you look at it and you don't understand what you're talking about. And what I basically said is it shows you olive, we understand per se that there's some basic interrelationship between the various types of tzivuyim, and we don't need anything to tell us really this is all one, and especially added on to the fact that it's makvin zeh zeh or it's matora achas. So all we do in Yud Aleph, if you have things which are basically one, and there are many halakim, you can convert from that into one mitzvah which includes everything. Okay? Here, we're basically dealing with halakim which, it's not kiru all merge into one, and there's no reason to merge them. Okay? It happens to be part of a process. We don't know what the meaningfulness of that, or whether that pulls it together. So, if there's a hirah in the Torah that tells you that there's some meaningful relationship between all these parts, and the Torah then goes about explaining it, okay, then what we've basically done is converted Yud Beis into Yud Aleph. So you're back to many halakim, and you want to merge everything else into Tzivu HaGodol, and you're okay. Okay? That's what you have. So then I said that the issue of whether the Osali Mikdash is a Tzivui or not is really irrelevant over here, because the issue is not that there's a Tzivui, but the question is, what's the interrelationship between all the different parts and everything and the Tzivui itself? And if you don't have this law that tells you something's interrelated, then you just can't get going. And I suggested that the Rambam is introducing the purpose of the Mikdash, and the Mikdash b'kiyumoy, yiyeh, is somehow the connecting phrase to tell you why she put all these things together. And I said the Rambam has this a priori philosophical idea of what the Mikdash is all about in different places, and the issues are clearly different, because here the issue is to make it all into one mitzvah. Okay, in mitzvah seichov, the issue is it a mitzvah or not? Okay, or a hagdoma, and we have to understand what the issue is and what he wants in Mishneh Torah. Okay, so that is where we were. Then we also added on is the Rambam says that it's kmo she'omru kmo omroi obviously mikdash zeh mitzvah se'achas mikol ha'mitzvos v'hu she'yeh lanu beis muchan, and he has this whole discussion, and then he says achar kach bo l'tayei chalokav. So this is like the segue between v'yosli mikdash and what else is going on. And you don't look at them as separate, disparate mitzvahs, but you look at them as a conglomerate of Osali Mikdash. Okay. When he talks about this, he says, "Vushi yelano," that we explained, okay, that yihye, okay, and that the mitzvah is not just the making of them, the mikdash, but the mikdash in being extant is also. Then this is bayis muchan. Okay, bayis muchan. We pointed out that the translation is not exact at all. Okay, and the translation probably the word in Hebrew is beis makzed. Okay, and Kapach says when he's trying to translate it, it's the center of our thoughts, And he says it's somehow of an Inyan Drisha that you see in footnote 87. Okay? Now, the question is, which I thought probably started on this yesterday, last time, but the focus now is how to play this out. What does this all mean? Okay? What does it mean that the focus, I mean, you see, if I would have talked to you about Mikdash as the focus of my, of the Machshava, of Klal Yisrael, you would have said it's like, you know, a rabble-rousing speech, you know, to get people to do something or whatever, okay? So I want to explain to you what the Rambam has in mind and how it works. At least the way I think. And to be frank with you, here again, I'm not sure how many times I wrote this over and over again, but I think I'm closer. Okay? So even when I had it prepared for last week, I wrote it over again, at least part of it, okay? So it could be, you know, okay. Okay. So the question is really, there are two issues. First of all, how did the Rambam know to convert what a priori sounds like the Osili Mikdash as a pula, especially we pointed out that in Cherish Chi, the Rambam clearly lists Mikdash as one of the mitzvahs which are pula. How do you do this trick? Okay? He's bothered by that. And then the other interesting question is the Rambam starts off and he says that the Beis HaMikdash is basically you could define it as a bias blank, and then he tells you afterwards the various tafkidim, A, B, C, D, okay? So the question is, if I'd like to say bias blank, okay, what is the blank? How would you fill it in? And the Rambam fills in the blank in three different ways in three different places. Okay? And the reason why this becomes very interesting, I'm going to try to explain to you why he does that and how he does that. So you understand how complicated this is. Okay? You know, I can go on and, you know, and not misyachist anything, or we can just try to understand it. Okay? See, here he says base makseid, a bias of Merkaz and Machshava. If you look in Asei Chav, it's Beis Avoida, and the Avoida probably is a good translation because in the Arabic it's Abada, there's just an Aleph there instead of a Vav. Okay? And in Beis Avachira, it's Bais Lashem. And the Lamed Yud and the Shteshtich and the Yud, that's the way it's abbreviated in the text of the Rambam, okay? So, you get the impression there's something important going on because he just changes definitions like offhand without any rhyme or reason. So what I thought is, if you're ready to postulate that, I'm going to point out how you can postulate it. That, you see, when you talk about the Shichnei Siddushu Vosa Shama, okay, and I'll read you the Sifri later, I just want to get us into it, okay? You usually say to yourself that, you know, Droish, you're supposed to look for the Mokom the Shechina, and then the Navi tells you, you know, oh, you're right, and that's it. Well, okay, correct. Then, the Shichnei Siddush doesn't tell you anything about how you interact with the Mikdash. It basically tells you how you go about the process, the Hakdomis. See, a priori, you said the Shichnei Siddush is almost like it should be in Sheyus Yud, the Hakdomis, the Echshitz, you know, or you can say it's part of the Bnei. It's a long, long process. The Shichli Siddushu, and then there's Binyan HaMikdash, okay? The question is there an issue or an inyan of the Shichli Siddushu after the Mikdash is built? Okay? And even more than that, if you're ready to even to accept that, we'll just try no build. I just want to just show you where I'm going, because otherwise you feel I'm meandering. If you can postulate that and prove it, I want to try to prove it. Then the next step is to ask yourself, this L'shichnei Siddushu is just an isolated phenomenon. It's one of the tafkidim of what the Mikdash is all about. Or it basically can be used to define what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. And my claim over here is that's the amazing thing that he did over here by saying Beis Maksei, he's using the Sichnei Siddushu to define what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. Okay. Whereas, and I'll just get us into it, if you look at Mitzvah Chav, okay, he says it's Beis Avodah. It doesn't define the Mikdash, but he has something in the Tafkidim. You read Mitzvah Chof. I mean, the third one, I'm not sure which one it is. It goes on and says that V'elov Tiapnia. That means that I'm just entranced or somehow, but that's not the definition. That's one of the Tafkidim. Okay? And then, when it comes to Mishneh Torah in Beis Avachira, when he talks about Bayis Lashem, it's not there at all. It vanished from the face of the earth. So this is the, it's like too many, when I first saw this, I said to myself, what does he have in mind, okay? So after years of work, no, not like working at all time, and sometimes you work on something all the time, it's just counterproductive because you're driving so crazy. You can only have new ideas when you put something to bed and then you try to come again, okay? So let's now see. So we're clear, correct? The Sifri that you would have started with in Re'eh, Ki Ma'amok V'Shif Hashem V'Kol Shif Reichem, Dresh Al Pi Novi, Yochel Tam Tidai V'Shif Mechol Novi, so we don't know anything about after the Mikdash is built. So the pasha that we're trying to do is the definition of the Mikdash. Is l'shichnei siddushu uvos hashomo? That's the bayis maksei, and that's what it's all about. And therefore, since that's what it's all about, it's very clear that the mitzvah is not the binyan, but the mitzvah shiyeh. However, this sifri is a sofer. It's not to limit what the mitzvah is, but it's a sofer. There's an inyan of the Shichnei Siddushu, not only in the definition of the Mikdash, but also in the choosing of the place and the building of it. Okay? Those are the postulates. Okay? And now I'll try to show you. I'll walk you through. Okay? Exactly. That seems clear. First, if I were to just start, these are the steps. Okay? You find this even before we get started. It's not that Ki'ilu, that the Rambam was machadish something over here. This is Pshat Rambam. He sees very clearly Rambam Chumash. Listen to the Rambam Chumash. In Dvorim Yud Beis Hei, Dira Mascho, V'tam, L'shichnei Siddushu. Now just ask yourself, is he talking about building the Mikdash? Or there is a Mikdash, and how we interact with the Mikdash. So he says, "Sheteil chuloi me'eretz mechokim v'tishlu on the derech beis Hashem." What do you mean on the derech beis Hashem? There is a bias, and you know, let's get there. That's who we're interested in. Oh, let's be there. Okay, so we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Lachir, correct? Then he continues, V'teimu isha re'eu v'chu v'nale el har Hashem el Beis Elokei Yaakov. He quotes the Pasuk Yeshaya. And the Pasuk Yeshaya is basically telling you that is going about the Pasuk Yeshaya is trying to explain to us what is going on in the Shechnei Siddushu. That's what the Pasuk is talking about, L'cheira. Correct? Ki losho tzion yishlu derech heina pneim. Then he says, uvesifri, this is derech hapshat, L'cheira. And Rabbi Seinu added L'cheira something, uvesifri, tidushu dresh apinovi, yochel tamtid ha-shem l'chonovi, tamaloyma, the shichle sinu vosa shoma. Okay, so the Ramban clearly learns that derech hapshat is that's what the Mikdash is all about. But there's also Rabbi Seinu to add on. It's not to exclude, but this is an add on. Okay, if this is correct, you can begin to interpret a Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga and Dal Rebbeis says that a Tommy is potter from Re'ia somehow with a drosh of the Sichna Siddushu Uvosa Shoma. And I want to tell you it's not a drosh of Ba'alma, but the Torah is Keveya Shuim in the Chiv Drisha. And part Avalil Regel is also a drisha. The Shichnei Siddushu Uvosa Shoma. And you understand the Pshuta Shal Mikra that if the Shichnei Siddushu is what? You drosh apinovi and then come there. It's a little bit strange. The Shichnei Siddushu, as the Ramban says, you're searching for the place and you come there. And the way Korach, Rav Korach, v'hu shi'ilonu bayis miyuad. Okay? And Kalpa says, v'hu shi'ilonu bayis she'ilo ponin. So again, if you say that the mitzvah, that the chefs of the bayis, the base makzeh, is because of the shichnei siddushu, all the various Tafkidim, which mentioned afterwards, are kiyum nedrisha. It means that the Akovas Kobonus, which we're talking about, it's not a bias of avoid the vago, but you do shakodesh boch with the Akovas Kobonus. And all these various all these things are kiyumim in the Shichli Siddushu. Avil Regal, whatever he has.
Okay. What's the mute of Tommy? You said the mute is.
The mute is. The Gemara is a drasha that Ubosa Shomo, that since he can't be Bosa Shomo, and Dalad, therefore he's part of Malu Rego. Okay. So since what it's a stamma drasha ba'almo. Or fakir, that's good for the pshat. That since there's an inyan and a kiyum of the shichnei siddushu in aliyah regel, and he's mufka from coming the shichnei siddushu because he can't be a bosa shama, so meili's potter. Okay. Now, okay, that's the first step. So that's mamish. That's correct. Ramban, beautiful. You know, it's shuta shel mikra, and that's gemur chagiga. So it's not, you know, it's not like a big thing that was done over here. Okay. Then there's something else going on over here. Okay. You look at the next one. What's the first tafkid? The first tafkid. Okay. V'nachve yikon al sai. Okay. Correct. Kapach translated uklapov tia ha'asaya, whatever that means. Okay. Korach says ve'elof tia pnia. Rav Chaim Heller claims that Rav Chaim Heller ilchay is impossible. Okay, because what he does over here, I don't think he can do it. Yovo Elov V'yachogu. What's that? Aliyah L'Regel, no? Yeah. So how could it be the one after that? That's one, okay? Two is Bot Yaakov. And what's three? Or Bo Yaakibas B'Mu'adim. What's that? So you can't do it twice. So there's something that's outside is something else. Okay? And the point is that this should be a cue of because it's a cue in the bias, in the base maxed, correct? Okay. So he pointed out the problem of Chaim Heller's translation, okay? So since basically the base maxed is a is that this is our goal to be constantly intertwined and intellectually and emotionally intertwined with our machshava, with the mikdash, okay? So there's some inyan v'elof tia pnia, which the kiyum in the Shichli Siddush.
This is davening?
The question is, see, the problem is, and this is what you have, this is going to be the challenge over here, because davening is talking about the physical, which way do I face? And that's Qibla. That's something else. And I'm using Mo and Nebuchim, and that's Qibla. He says that the Arabs wanted to make Mecca the direction, to change the direction, not the Mikdash. So the question is, it a question of direction of where I physically face? Or it's a question of my being enraptured intellectually and emotionally with the Shechina? Okay. And the question is, when you talk about tefillah, so show you. Let me show you the brice about tefillah, then we'll decide. In Brochis, Lamed Omer Aleph, Tono Abon and Sumo, Umishenu Yochel Lechavles Aruchois, Yechaben Liboy, Kineged, Oviv Sheba Shomayim, Shnemo Vispalo El Hashem. So I think you have to ask yourself, is this, what is it, does this have anything to do with Mikdash or not? Okay. And is it inclusive or is it exclusive? Exclusive. The Hainu. Okay. Is this something else? Or this is do what happened before? This has to do with the general idea of Neuch HaMikdash. Okay? And this is going to be the issue. Because the Hispalu al Hashem, where is this posik? This is a posik in Melochim and Tefillah Shlomo. Be mispalil that the people who are mispalil derech hamikdash is kapulas atfilah, okay? But if hispalil Hashem has nothing to do with mikdash and it's an independent phenomenon, a quotation, a quoting the pasuk in Melachim for Suma don't make no sense. Excuse the double negative. Correct? That's a valid observation. So hispalil Hashem, even though he doesn't know where it is, it's not a question of physical direction. It still somehow is connected to Mikdash. His lev is Levir Shabbat Shemayim. So I want to suggest, and we'll talk about this, that this itself is the Shichnei Sidur Shuvos Hashem. Everything else, while I'm aware of the direction, is just dressing on the cake. But what it really is in Chefsa is in Tefillah, I'm enraptured with the Mikdash and the Shechina. Okay. That's correct. That's very important. Listen to this. Ki yetzi imcho la melchomo al oivoi b'derech asher teshalchom v'spalu al Hashem derech ho'ir asher bochalta bo v'abayis asher bonisa l'shmecha v'spalu al Hashem. So the whole thing is one thing. It's talking about the Mikdash. So how do you say l'chir dispal? So it's a big chiddush because you never think about it, you know, in the Gemara that the sumo or his mechaven or person doesn't know where he is and what the direction is. It's Mikdash also, but it's the Machshava.
So it's a Kim and Tefillah?
It's, no, that's what I'm trying to say.
Is it Kim and Mikdash?
It's a Kim and Mikdash, I want to suggest.
B'chorban.
You see, the issue of Neuch HaMikdash is an issue of, is Ivdu, it says Ivdu b'Mikdash, that's the Mikdash. In mitzvah say hey. So all I'm just trying to tell you is a key of mikdash to have my lave tied in with the mikdash, even though I have no clue where it is. I don't see any way of understanding that because Shlomo is not machadish something. He's only telling us what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind.
The Rambam brings it in Hilchos Tefillah, though, the Kivon the Mikdash.
I understand that. So therefore what? But the Gemara learns that Ivdu b'mikshar dosha. He could quote Chagigah and Hilchos this, and he can quote the other thing. The question is there a Kivon? I'm not saying it's only, is there a Kivon and Mikdash in the Tefillah? And you mechaven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mechaven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would have said, see what I learned, Avir Shema Shemayim. It's between me and God, okay? But not doing the mikdash. But how do you learn the pesukim in Melachim? And why is that the pasuk you quote? So that's the important thing. Correct? See, what I want to end up doing is everything I'm saying is so common sense that, you know, it's not like, it's not like, you know, it's very, but that's what it is, I think. Because so it comes out that the Rambam says in Perek Hei V'chus Tefillah Lacha Gimel Nech HaMikdash Ketzer HaYoyim V'chutz La'ort Mach Zeponov Nech Eretz Yisrael V'chule. This is an explanation of Nech HaMikdash, correct? Suma Mishen Yochol Chav Nesuch Chayis V'mahalach B'sfino Yechaven es liboy kegen hashchina v'yispalo. And this is all the din of Neuch HaMikdash. in Rambam. Also like that, correct? And Necha Mikdosh, the Ram clearly says, is a din of Ibdu B'Mikdosh.
I'm wondering how much of any of this applies to the Mishkan before there was a Mokom HaMikdosh, and how much is it...
You want to know, I'll tell you something, hello? This is an interesting question. I think I have the answer, but I just want to say it fast because out of the... If you open with the Rambam in Perek Aleph, it was Tefillah. I think Halacha Aleph, you know, it has the mitzvah, and when it is, and how often it is. And he says, no, minyan dinim adrabanan afterwards. Then he tells you about the formal seder of Tefillah, correct? Then afterwards he tells you what they did from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until they built the Beis HaMikdash. And he says that they were machaven neged the Mikdash. Okay? No, the giver on everything, he clearly does that. Okay? In mitzvah say hey, each tibonu lo of the yisale v'chule, and he says v'yomu ivdu b'teirasa b'seirasa ivdu b'mikdasho kloy mishe hey hamatora lehispalo boy v'noichachay ivdu b'mikdasho, and the ivdu the noichachay is also ivdu b'mikdasho. Correct? How can it be the Mikdash? Oh, it has to be Kiyum. Correct? And the amazing thing is, I think you're almost forced to do this. Because if I would have asked you to find Mikdash X, okay, Bais X, and start with the Tafkidim. If you mention something before Avodah, it must be very central to the Mikdash. It's not just, you know, how can you imagine mentioning something which, you know, everyone's in Chabes Avodah, so what happened over here? So the answer is, I'm just wondering, and maybe it's just the whimsical, suggestion. But, you know, it's very odd when you learn Melachim and you look at Tefillah Shleimah, there's no mention that the Rebbeinu Shem Mikabal Kakov is Kabbalah. All he's talking about is Kabbalah's Tefillah. So you get the impression of Shlomo, from Shlomo, that is the Kabbalah of the Ivdu. Ivdu with Mikdash is very central to the Mikdash. And that's what I'm doing. But again, it can only be central to the Mikdash if there is a, in the midst of me, if the Mikdash, something about the Mikdash when it's Kayim. And you understand yourself, and this I was going back and forth with discussing with Ezra Blaustein. This is very different. I want to know if there was a relation between the two. Because Rambo in the Vuchim, in Chele Gimel, Perik Mem Hei, when he talks about Hilchos Beis HaBechirim, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Mo'iv Diboy, the Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, he says, Shechina B'ma'arov, Lohei Tzibilim She'elo HaMishtachim Bo'iv Dim LaShemesh. Okay, and there, he used a different Arabic word, it's Qibla, and it's a question, actual kivun, of which way I physically am praying. It's not, that's not what's going on over here. And then I'm Pirusha Mishnah in Baba Basra, in Perik Bey's Mishnah test. It's also Qibla. Rabbi Kiva Eino Cheshis El Ruach Ma'ariv V'sheleu Onu Poinim B'tfila L'fisha Heichu B'Ma'ariv. But that's Qibla, and that's not this. Okay. Now next. So therefore, the Rambam in the Shoshim, where he's trying to set up that there's a kiyum of Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and there's a kiyum of, and using that as a springboard to kiyum make the Shrana, that which we're going to tie everything together to show that all these disparate acts of the Maisa are tied together, and then Bemela, we have no problem. We don't need Shereshit Aleph because we have Yosef HaMikdash. So then it's mamish, you know. It's like, you know, like I didn't say anything, but if it's true, it's amazing. We find this idea of the Sichnei Siddushu, or the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you find it in the Chidushi HaMiyuchasim L'Ran. Sanhedrin Yerala from the Beis, Torah Bonei Ma'abim, Esashonim Ela B'Yehuda. V'chuli Heid, Achananya, Ish Oinoi, Im Ibrua, Begolil, Inum Uberes. Mehuda B'Reda B'Yishimam, Ben Pazi, Mai Taima De Chananya, So you can say this Tam Drosh Ba'almo. It doesn't tell you anything about Mikdash, okay? But listen to the Chidush HaMiyuchas L'Ran. There. They call Drishat HaDerish Lo Yeh El Shichle Shamoke. Pirish Ulefikoch Ein Roi Labe El B'Yushalayim El B'Beis HaMikdash Shu Shichnoi Or Eretz Yehuda. So again, he's going back and forth. There are various in the Shechina, kilu. There's some relationship between the Shechina and Yehuda to Mikdash, and it's something about Mikdash. Okay.
Is the halacha of Ibur dependent on the bias being Kayim?
No, that's, I have a little piece about that. So that's, it's a big chiddush, so no question. It's the Shechina. So what does it mean? How does it happen? I understand the problem, okay? That's what I'm talking. Then I said that the Kriya on O Yehuda B'chubono, the Kriya on Ol Yehuda B'chubono, okay, is a Kriya on Mikdash. And it's because of the Shechina. And that's the old Yishon B'Ol Yehuda B'chutzos Yerushalayim, that the Shechina is coming back. And the Rambam quotes all these dinim at the end of Perek Hei of the Hilchos Tanyos. And he's talking about the Zichron of Mikdash. And he talks about the Kriya there. That's why it's a double poshet, that the Chiv Kriya has nothing to do with whether Yerushalayim is built or not being built. I remember Motzoi Tisha B'Av sitting down with the Rav. I remember one of his grandchildren, I don't know which one. Was it Tzilchina? So Rav says, I want you to know the American rabbis would not be happy, but I believe there's a Chiv Kriya, even though there is Yerushalayim is built, because it's a Kriya on the Shechina. So extending one step further, L'cheira, once this is all, Ol Yehuda is the same thing. The Chumen of Ol Yehuda is the Shechina. And until it's Ol Yishon B'Ol Yehuda B'chutz Yerushalayim, you don't have it. And it's clear in Ramban that the Kri is Mishum Kedusha. Because the Ramban in Teres Odom, in Shara Seif, in a kriya, because in Kora Yushalayim, Tchila, Eino kriya al oli ashara Yehuda, shekfa Kora lekedusha shebechulan. I'm back. So that I have. You see, the question is, you know, question the drisha seems to be a drisha. It's like there's a, excuse me, like there's a. The same way the Shichnoi Sidrashu is a prelude to Mikdash, it's also postscript. Because we want we want it again. So I thought that's the pshat in all the gemaras and sukkah. And Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, Mishachol Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin of Yerichem Ben Zakkai, Shilul of Nito, and he quotes, Menolon, the Avdin, Zechel, and Yerichem Ben Zakkai, Oma Ki Ale, Oka, Lacha, Bimakoscha, Elpacha, Nuum Hashem, Ki Nitcha, Kol, Lacha, Tzion, Hi Drosh, Eilo Drosh, Eilo, Michlal, the boy Drish, what's Eilo, Michal, what's the passing, where's it coming from? They can't be Nuchi with the Kabbalah, or that's the Kabbalah, that the Novi can't be Mechadish anything. He's telling you in the Mekirish and Mekubo that this goes into the Shechne Siddushu. But here's like a postscript. Okay, I have others that they talk about. Okay, let's now. So then, it comes out that in mitzvah chof, he's making a change. And the mitzvah is not beis makzed, but the mitzvah is beis avoda. But he still has within it something special. He still has the inyan l'shichnei sidrushu as part of the tafkidim of Mikdash. It's not the central motif of Mikdash, but it's part of the tafkidim. So therefore, if you look in the Seder, it goes, how does it go? Beis Avoida, it's not Beis Makzei. And what's after that?
Bot Yakrav.
Bot Yakrav is one, okay?
First Eish Tamid.
Two Eish, okay?
Elif Tiapnia.
Elif Tiapnia, that's three. And that's Yichon Yachli Yukon Neil Aslai, right? Al Sai. What does he have there? What's the Lushan? It's there. Nachvo Yukon Aslai.
Yukon Aslai.
Aslai, that's it. It's right there. He didn't have it. That's what it is right there. That's number three, correct? Correct?
Yeah, three.
Right? Number three. It's the same exact same thing. He just moved it around and he changed the definition. So the Rambam, in Beis Abachin, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah is Beis Avoida, but there still is Akim and Mikdash, the Shichnis and Shuvos HaShomah, but it's not the central motif. Okay? The amazing thing, in Mishnah Torah, the world turned upside down, because he says, Bayis Lashem, in the beginning of the Chuspeis Bechira, there's no mention of Elav Apnia, what's going on. There's no mention of anything. He does quote in Hilchos Melachim, the Sifri, and he quotes the Pasuk Shichnei Sidrashu. We have no clue of what that is. Not in Hilchos Melachim, not in Hilchos Beis Bechira, so it's all becomes very confusing. But in Hilchos Beis Bechira, there's no discussion at all, and no clue there's an Indian of Drisha. So maybe the Ram Mishneh Torah is Chesed Hoshtikel, and the Indian of Drisha is only Drisha in Bnei. And it's not Kiel, because he doesn't, you know, it's an amazing thing what happened, like, you know, looking, you know. So, then you could say that maybe Mikdash Torah, once you have that, we don't know that maybe the Ikah and Tefillah might be the Kivun, the physical way of direction. And they just, you know, everything might change around. But I'm just saying, if you look at the thing and you ask, see, I'm not sure 100% of everything is serious, but if you take it seriously, like the world has turned upside down. But the important thing is that over here, in the Shrushim, he has a whole new way of looking at Beis HaMikdash, and everything falls under Beis Maksad, that I'm enraptured intellectually and emotionally with the Mikdash.
What happened to the Summa?
No, the question is, Libo Shamayim, is that just a Chiddush that it goes in? See, what I did is Summa, is that defining everything? And everything is really that. It's just, this is more, because you should also have a Kivun, or the Summa is an isolated phenomenon. It's not telling you anything about anything before. It just, you know, can't do it. So somehow you connect with the Mikdash this way. But it's really not the real thing, and we don't know what it is. Because see, all I'm just pointing out, the question of Bedafka, there's no mention of Eilav Tinya Pnia in Beis HaMechira. Okay, now,
it's like a progression, he's moving away from it.
Yeah.
Step by step.
Yeah, I'm not, So then, when I was talking to Ezra Blaustein, just trying to nail this down, he said the word Saya, because we were pointing out what does it mean exactly, because since the Rambam used Kibla when he's talking about the physical direction and using the Saya over here, what does he mean? See, he thought that the Rambam is using the Saya as a more metaphorically, to look at it or think about it. But he said it's a very difficult word to translate. But the point is, I'm trying to say, what's important for us, is this is the Shichli Siddushu, that I'm enraptured intellectually, emotionally, intellectually involved in the Mikdash. Now, next point. Here we now. Ve'in roi sheyimne kol ma she'oma boy v'yosisa mitzvah ne'atzmo. Means it's a whole Seder of after v'yosel li'mikdash v'yosisa kach v'yosel v'yosisa v'yosisa. So it means that the Torah is metaye the echus hamaisa, and this now is like a colon and telling you all about, oh, what's it all about? Okay? Just a chagav. This whole discussion before was not something that, there's a lot of work, and maybe I'm wrong, but there's a lot of problems over here. Now, so what Rambam does, in my Rebbe Nigus Agrid Alevi, Nichus Beis Bechira, points this out, that both Shiva Kalim, the Shiva Kalim are part of Mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash, you could maybe daik and also Mitzvah Chav, or the Klei HaMikdash, at least the ones that are mentioned in the Torah, are part of Mitzvah Binyan. What happens to Olin is a different issue. Okay. Correct, okay. Interesting is, what does the Ramban do with this? What is the relationship between the Klei HaMikdash and the Mikdash? Okay. Comes the Ramban and says like this. See, here it's just amazing. I can't even make it out because internally, he says to himself, okay? Before we start, keep in mind the two Shoshim. The Sherish Yud and Sherish Yud Beis, okay? Sherish Yud is talking about Hagdomos, or what they call in classical yeshiva jargon, which the Ramban uses over here, Hechshem. The Rambam calls it Agdoma, but I'm not sure because it's in Arabic, so I don't know what the proper translation is. In Yud Beis, we're talking about part of a Maisa, the question of these various parts, part of a big pie, or they're separate entities, okay? But they're two different issues, they're two different halakim. And Ramban seems to do is wavering whether he's putting Kleya Mikdash in Sheres Yud or Sheres Yud Beis, even though he's always talking about Sheres Yud Beis. Here it is. Listen to this, Rambam. You'll find it in Asei Lamed Gimel. If you open up the... Okay, I'm sorry that you didn't bring, you know, go on the thing. Ukfar nizboye, she'ein moinim chelke mitzvahs. So it's ke'ein, father's boy, she'ein moinim chelke mitzvahs. L'chol is referring to Sheres Yud Beis, correct? Or maybe Yud Aleph. Maybe Yud Aleph. Okay.
Not Yud.
Okay. Ulchein loy nimna anachnu asiyas hashulchon v'amenuiro v'amizbeach mitzah mibnei shilitztavinu losum lechem lefonai lifnei Hashem tomid v'tzivo oisonu behechshe hu avoida azeis shihi losum oisai b'shulchon metuya kach yisudalov. So what do you need? You need a shulchan, correct? But he calls it, in one hand, he's talking about halakim. If you want it to be, I find it difficult to make it to Yud Aleph, because it's not like one thing that merges together. You make a shulchan, you put, it's really more like a seder, we make it Yud Beis. And then he calls the shulchan a heksher. You know, so what's the scoop? Is it Sheres Yud? He talks about Sheres Yud Beis, and he puts it, but whatever he does, it's not part of Mikdash. And the amazing thing is, he has this as a off-the-cuff remark in Asei Lamed Gimel, which trying to explain Big De Kuhuna, okay, that accused the Hechshem Avoida, okay? Whereas he could have come in Sheres Yud Beis as a knight in shining armor and he say, Rabbeinu Shalom Rambam, what do you want over here? You're using, at the beginning example, and you're making an assumption, and the whole assumption is it doesn't hold water at all. Okay? He doesn't do it over here. It's like an off-the-cuff remark in Asei Lamed Gimel. So I thought that's an amazing, it's an observation. I don't know how much is negated what we want because we're focusing on the Rambam, but it's an observation. Correct? Now, here, he continues and says, "Halderech hazeh ba'atzmo yelecho inyan bekorbonis." So it's like a setup. He makes a postulate, and he proves the postulate with mikdash, and he says, "Abizeh, this is springboard. Let's go further." Correct. But the question is, you have to ask yourself, how serious is all this? And the reason why I ask myself that question is when I look about Mikdash, whichever way I want to, put it together, understand it, okay? Do I call Mikdash as a Seder Bina Mikdash, a Seder Ad? Or Maisa? Is it a Maisa? Or do I look at Mikdash? Or do I look at Mikdash as Mitzvah Binyan Mikdash? It has nothing to do. Because see, when you talk about Oilo, you can't begin to talk about it. Talk about Seder Oilo, Maisa Oilo. Talk about Osham, Seder Oilo, Maisa, right? So you're trying to have to build a Maisa for many disparate parts. Okay? Is that what's going on in Mikdash? That he can use Mikdash as a prime example, a springboard for that? Is this a springboard? Or it's just, like a simile, a metaphor, and then, let's move on. Because the question, no, You see, the other question I asked would, that there's a tzivui over here, and the other one's a shchana. So I'm not sure how bad it is after I'm finished with the whole explanation. So maybe you can say, no, that's not so bad. But the question is, see, the same problem that we have with chalitza. He compares menachos to chalitza, correct? At the end. And he's ready to say the chalitza is maisa chalitza over here in the sherish. But any other place, in Sefer Mitzvahs or Mishneh Teva, the idea of maisa chalitza, say the chalitza, he doesn't talk about mitzvah chalitza. So something strange going on, and the question is how intellectually solid is it? You see, I point out internally what he's trying to do, but the step of al derech ze ba'atzmoy yelech ho'inyim bekobonis is a very odd step. We have to understand what it is. Correct? Now, let's continue. And this, he goes on. We can see going again. When, for example, by Memnoches, the Lashon Rambam is Lases Kol Mincha Kiseida Maaseh Aksum Batera in the Prote Amitzus. Lases Sa'ila in the Prote Amitzus. Lases Sa'ida. I'll say that. Say the achatos. Say the osho. Say the ashlomim. Lasses kol mincha ki say the maaseh aksum batera. That's very clear. So you wouldn't put that, you could imagine chalitza in that. But with the mikdash, it's very odd to put it in the same group. Okay. And minyan mitzvahs, same thing. The word maaseh in Arabic is tzadik. I don't know exactly. Tzadik nun aleph ayin hey with a apostrophe. Okay, mitzvah samach gimel. He shetivonu b'maaseh kovan oyla v'ushiyeh kol kovan oyla v'chule. And that is the hurrah. That's the shirana. Chatos, signed Sam of Dalin. He should be the year. Maisa Kobana Chatos Altea Vuhule. Eze Chatashitia. If you almost sell the Zeis Teres Achatos, in every single one, you either the Zeis Teres Achatos, or you have, and then you have the same thing. In the Mavua Gamke Shom Vayiko Echi Shochet Vieze Dovi Sovimeno Vieze Dovi Yoch. In Oshom, it's two parshas based. In Oshom, you might say, Ha Korban Oshom, I'll tell you, Haniska, Vom Yisala, Vizoy Vomoy, Vizoy's Teus Oshom, Obeya, Vachule, Vachule. And then in Shlomim, it's the same thing in Samogvo, Vim Zevach Shlom Korbanoi, Vioila Shlom is a Meiser, Vizoy's. It's all the same type thing, and it's all a maise, or it's the seder, and that's the mina kotze maise oila. Shneema imoila kobanoi. Samach dalin maise chata. Shneema zeis teres chatas. Samachay maise osh. Shneema zeis teres osham. Samavav maise zevach shlom. Zeis teres zevach shlom. Samozayin maise amincha. Shneema nefesh. Yaakov Korban Mincha. Okay? So Mitzvah Hashem will end now, and I think I finished my thing.
So I think next week we'll do Sefer Yantzi.
Okay, as early as